Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means. A person of interest. Someone who evokes emotion.
I could not fathom seeing a family member struggle and go through pain and be absolutely hopeless that I can't do anything in that situation.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
A person of interest.
And when you get that level of support, it's very surprising that you don't see politicians falling over themselves to try and, in some ways, get some accolade from it.
Dr. Philip Nitschke.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
A person of interest. With Bridge and Spider. Gold 92.5.
Dr. Philip Nitschke is founder and director of the pro-euthanasia group Exit International and is this week's person of interest with Bridge and Spider.
Phil, thanks very much for joining us. When we talk about people of interest, you're definitely one of those. A big advocate for euthanasia. Are you surprised how many people are behind it, yet it's not legal?
That's always been a bit of a mystery because it's been polled a lot, not just in our country, in Australia, but around the world, and there's been strong support, and I mean very strong, and almost more support for a social issue than any other. It's about 70 or 80%. And when you get that level of support, it's very surprising that you don't see politicians falling over themselves to try and, in some ways, get some accolade from it.
You made a quote that said, it seems we demand humans to live with indignity, pain and anguish, whereas we are kinder to our pets when their suffering becomes too much. That's always been my point. You know, we don't want to see our animals in pain. I could not fathom seeing a family member struggle and go through pain and be absolutely hopeless that I can't do anything in that situation.
It's always been a bit of a mystery, and people often draw attention to that inconsistency where we do seem in many ways to be kinder to our pets, and you'd be a crime to let many of our pets suffer, like we seem to be quite comfortable with allowing our human brothers and sisters go through. When the law came in, people were trying to get used to the idea. It was popular in the Northern Territory, and I think the first person, Bob Dent, who used it really felt he was lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, it was a very tense day, of course, after it was over and he did have a peaceful death in the arms of his wife, Judy, I mean, her, that's his family, and to this day, she's still very grateful for the fact that she was able to watch the anguish drain away from Bob, who'd been going through hell. I mean, he wrote very eloquently about what he was going through, and you read that account, and then the fact that he was then able to, if you like, electively put an end to that suffering rather than just keep on going, they were very happy. And I mean, anyone listening to Judy talk about that particular day, which is obviously the greatest day or the biggest day in her life, and mine too, for that matter.
I think too, when people do come to you, they are very lucid. They're in control of their faculties. They know exactly how they want to go. I know family members have said, please, you know, I don't want to suffer.
Yes, look, people are in control. I mean, that was one of the reasons I built the little machine. It was to make it very clear that the person pressing the button knew exactly what they were doing. So it wasn't a case of some evil doctor putting down a moribund patient or anything of that nature. If people lose the ability to clearly say what they want, people say, well, if they'd written about it and made it clear in a written statement before they developed their dementia, that should be satisfactory. And in some legal environments, that is possible. But it's always a difficult issue because whereas I was very confident and comfortable about making sure that Bob Dent had access to his lethal injection when he wanted it, I would have felt far less comfortable if the person who was receiving that injection didn't know what was happening to them and someone had to come along and say, oh, well, he wrote this 10 years ago, so I suppose I should press the button for him.
What is your ultimate future, Dr. Philip? You've been fighting for this for a very long time. What would you like to see?
Well, I mean, I think it's a changing field. I mean, in the Netherlands, the debate that's taking place now is whether every person over a certain age, over the age of 70, will have access to end-of-life drugs as a matter of their right. Like, it's not a matter of whether you're sick or not. It's just because you're 70 years old, you should be able to ask for and be given that drug. In other words, it's not seen so much as a medical procedure when you satisfy certain conditions about the degree of sickness. It's actually seen as a fundamental right for rational elderly. Now, that is not passed yet, but I think we'll see that start to sweep around the world too as we get a growing number of elderly baby boomers who want to be in control and be in absolute control, not have to seek permission from a bunch of doctors, but be in absolute control of this most important decision. So that's where I see the world going, and I think it's something which I see will make the world a better place if we do see it broadened out as a right rather than as some form of medical privilege.
What's the exact process?
Well, it's a very simple, and there's not much doubt about what the best drug is. It's the barbiturate Nembutal. It's the one we used in Darwin. It's the one they use everywhere in California, in Canada, and in Holland. And so it's a simple process. I mean, it's a white powder. You mix it with water and you drink it and you die. To anyone watching, it is the most peaceful death. You simply go to sleep almost mid-sentence about 3 minutes after drinking the drug and die about half an hour later as you slowly, your breathing slows down and you then become aware that the person has just died in their sleep.
Well, founder and director of the pro-euthanasia group Exit International, Philip Nischke, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Bridget. Spider. Breakfast. Gold.
All right, it is a reality show, but it's real in a great cringeworthy way that we've all been there. It's a show on Channel 7. I've seen the British version too called First Dates.
Oh, yes,
and it's good. It's not like The Bachelor where it's, you know, all these people and they're dating, the one guy, helicopters and all the, you know.
This is real.
Boats and yachts. This is real. Yeah. It's all in one restaurant. The guy meets the girl. They just talk. They have dinner.
The barman's a classic.
The barman's awesome. And then they have to, you know, awkwardly sit in a room together and say whether they do or they don't want to go on a date. So there was an older couple last night and she was a cougar and she had the girls out, which I don't think on a first date is fair for a bloke. First of all, it might give the bad impression, but also I feel sorry for the bloke. Where does he look? So he was struggling the whole time.
Right,
And then at the end, would you like to go on a date with her again? He just went straight out, no.
No.
No. Yeah. No. Well, she wanted the rich guy with the mansion and anyway.
Okay.
So then there was awesome couples I thought would work out and they didn't. There was a guy with a fantastic mullet and moustache.
Yeah.
And he was with a chick he loved because he said she was one of the blokes. They went to a karaoke bar, but that didn't work out.
Oh.
But this was one of my favourites. It was, I would say, the Barbie and the Ken couple of the night.
Right.
And let's just hear how the conversation went.
So, want to learn something?
Please, teach me.
See how she said the word broccoli?
Yeah.
Do you say it like that?
Broccoli?
Yeah, do you say it like that?
I think so.
Because one of my friends says it like broccoli.
No.
Oh, yep. That was one of the conversations. And then she's training for a bike ride from Sydney to Wollongong.
I'm training for Sydney to Gong.
How? Wow, that sounds... What? Sydney?
To Gong.
That's gigantic.
It's like a bike ride, right?
Oh, bike ride.
I don't even have a push bike.
So,
I see, like, a helmet and stuff.
Hang on, I'm sorry. You don't have a bike. You don't ride a bike?
Nah.
But you're going in a bike riding...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they were very poignant and were talking about, you know, have you got any regrets in your life?
Do you have any, like, massive regrets in your life?
Nah, never. Do you?
Yeah.
Can you like, to share that?
So I never went to the Justin Timberlake concert. I was like...
Hilarious. Sorry, it was very entertaining.
She's just staring blankly at him like, I'm serious.
Yeah.
These people exist. At the end, he is loved up. He's like, I'm totally punching above my weight.
He still liked her.
Still liked her, loved her. And they've been going out. They've been seeing each other since the show. So it's the Barbie and the Ken. And then I've just spent most of the morning trying to figure out my worst, best or first date. I mean, there's so many. Where do you...
Where do you stop?
Where do you start?
Yeah, what chapter? Fold them through.
Well, which one? I know. That's why I have to do a book.
Time zone amongst it. I love time zone.
You love it. Okay, what? Okay, I'll get your time. What's yours?
I like time zone because you didn't have enough then to buy your dinner because he spent it all on the chips to get the tokens for the machines. But then the one at the Hideaway Bar was pretty cool as well because he spent all the money on the platter and didn't have enough money for a drink.
Pretty much. Yeah, you're up there. Anyone's you remember?
The one you had to walk to because you didn't have a license.
Yeah, the one I had to walk. Yeah, that's right. That one too. I forgot about that
two
one.
Two of you can get on a skateboard.
I love the fact you brought that up. You know, one of my favourites would be a bloke that I was seeing that didn't tell me, and this is true, he had Tourette's. So he was trying to stop himself from going off the table, and I thought he wanted to vomit or that something was wrong with him.
But he made good scrambled eggs.
I love the way you... We're like a married couple. You can finish. You just... Listen, he's loving this. He is loving this, right? That's a whole other story, right?
Yeah.
So he was saying, no, I've got something caught in my eyelash, and I've got an upset tummy, so the poor thing was trying not to swear.
Oh, no.
But I continued to date him and still didn't know. Until my sister went, he's got... I'm like, really? I found out when I broke up with him. I found out that the extent of his Tourette's. Don't worry about it. Yeah. When I broke up with him, he just didn't hold anything.
But what is old is new again. Well, that's what we reckon should be. Apple's about to release its iPhone 8, which is going to be huge, and then 10 comes after that. But, they've gone from Apple 1 all the way through to 7, and we want to know what kind of phone you still use. Not the oldest, but, those old-school phones that you still say, I don't care about all these iPhone 8s that have the best cameras and all the technology that can download so much quicker than anything. My phone does a job, and it rings people.
And that's the main thing, isn't it, that it rings? And I bet your bottom dollar the people we speak to here will be the clearest phone lines we have heard in
with
a long time.
With their old phones, yeah.
I'm so happy about an iPhone 8 is because Sheree upgrades her phone. So I get the hand-me-downs.
Oh.
So Sheree's just upgraded to the 7. That means an A. My daughter will get the 6S.
Right.
That means Boston will get the 6, which means I'll get the 5.
You're last in line.
Yeah, but the good thing about this, finally I can use the same charger as they can use.
Oh, yes.
So that's a big step. I'm very excited.
Isn't that just uniting the family with one charger?
Dads, we are so lucky.
Old mobile phone owners on the Gold Coast on 13 27 10.
All right, who have we got here? Karen in Helensvale, what phone have you got?
Well, the old boy's got the Nokia 64, and he only requires 3 buttons: the green to call, the red to hang up, and the contacts, because he can never find the piece of paper that he's got the number written down.
Nokia 64.
Thank you,
thanks,
Karen.
Karen. Leon, what kind of phone have you got, Leon?
Oh, it's an old Nokia tradie phone, mate. It's a goer.
You know what? They were those Tonka Tough ones.
That's them.
How long you had it for?
Oh, God, I got it handed down by the father-in-law.
Wow, and you still have it.
I've probably had it for a good 6 years.
That's awesome.
Works a treat. That is amazing. I feel sorry for tradies. They must smash these new phones all the time.
Oh, when you get a hand-me-down from the father-in-law, is always good too.
You sure I didn't date you? Yeah. Gold FM, hello, Brian. Hello, what phone have you got?
I've got an old Motorola 9660 from the 90s.
And you're on it right now?
No.
Oh,
There's no analog network anymore, but there, still works.
Oh, it still works.
Oh, because the analog network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've got two of them, actually. I've got the one model after it as well. Basically, you should start a museum.
Yeah, Brian, thank you.
And Gary down to the Tweed, what kind of phone have you got, Gaz?
I've got the old ZTE $28 special, loud and clear. The funniest thing about it is if your mate picks it up, he tries pushing the screen, not the button.
Are you on it now?
Yeah. I'm on it now.
Oh, it sounds great.
You are on a Nokia now.
It's on an old ZTE.
$28 special.
Yeah.
Yeah, replace the Nokias when they change the analog.
Oh, brilliant work.
Isn't that clear and pure, you are,
Gary? Great work,
Gary.
Oh. That is great. Thank you for everyone that called. Nice to hear you call on those old mobiles.
Oh, the best quality ever.
Yeah.
So much easier.
We love that. Hey, have a good one with Gold Coast, 7 News Gold Coast tonight at 5:30 with Birdie.
Watch him. Honestly, he'll be looser than usual.
If not, come down and have a feed. It's going to be awesome.
The Narang All Sports and Community Club. And we're going to be live from there at 1 o'clock with Best of the Gold Coast too. So everybody have a great day.
Bye.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.